What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to Season 5, Arrow. It returned last week. I'm so excited. Been waiting and waiting and waiting because that cliffhanger of Season 4. Can you believe we're already at Season 5 already? My goodness. So before I even start, shout outs to all the peeps that are returning to the recap show. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, welcome, welcome. We are available on iTunes. All you got to do is search Talking Arrow on iTunes and you can find us there. Or you can always check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. All right. So the thing that I was going to do with the new season is definitely have some of my friends jump in on the shows. I have a friend named Rachel that I was supposed to get on, but I'm a little behind, so I'm trying to catch up. And then so I'm probably going to have a female perspective on things later on. And speaking of ladies, my girl Anna B., if anybody's been listening since we've started, I think we started recapping shows like at season 2, I think it was. My friend Anna B. from Australia. Big, huge fan. I mean, like, she knows everybody. She goes to all the cons and gets autographs. She actually got me an autograph. I'm looking at it right now with Stephen Amell, with him shooting the arrow. And it says to Mike, you're the coolest person. If you ever here, you can be in the show. Okay, but that part there was a lie. But still, I got an autograph from him. I'm trying to get her point of view as well. And, it's a little crazy because she's in Australia and I'm here in the States. So I do have some notes. She actually wrote a review, but it's like super long and detailed. So I kind of highlighted some of her favorite parts. That way we're not kind of like boring you people out there. All right. So I've got my notes here. And then hopefully her review will shorten to notes and this podcast will get shorter. And yeah, so I don't know how this first episode is going to be. Season 5, Episode 1. It was called Legacy. It aired last Wednesday. It premiered on the CW. First 2 minutes into this episode, I thought was great, great action. I can't remember the names of the people, but I know that I call him Scarface because he's got scar eyes and he's the one that like blew up half of the freaking city and killed Damien's dark wife. Yeah, so it was good to see him because I like him. I think he's a cool bad guy, kind of, sort of, because he's not really a total bad guy, is he? But he's kind of semi there. Let's see what else. Definitely in this episode, Arrow is not taking any crap from anybody. Before, Arrow would like shoot an arrow and like tie him up and like hog tie him and then it'll be like slap on the hand and don't do that again. Now he's just like, doesn't even care in the world. Like we see Wild Dog, which happens to be one of the new vigilantes of the season, and he shoots an arrow through his leg. I'm like, what the hell? What was that about? I mean, whatever happened to just kind of like in the shoulder? Like, no, he shoots him in the knee. So it's obvious that Oliver, a.k.a. Arrow, is not taking anyone's crap. Tyrese is back from The Walking Dead. I didn't even know he was going to be in it. People that tune in for the first time, I don't like to read spoilers and stuff and who's coming. And it's all new to me. So when I saw Tyrese come out, I was like, what? It's Tyrese, which it's really Chad Coleman from The Walking Dead. But it was good to see him. And he's definitely nothing like Tyrese. Tyrese was like the gentle giant of The Walking Dead. One of my favorites. Had some great episodes. If you watch The Walking Dead, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, what the hell are you doing? He plays this guy named Church. Kicks ass with some brass knuckles. He's not a very nice guy. I like him. I like this guy because he doesn't take crap and he's just blunt force craziness. So it's cool to see that. We got a little flashback of Anatoly, the Russian mobster. I'm a big fan of him. I think he's hilarious. I think he's cool. And I'm glad that Oliver knows him because it's good to know certain people. But we get a little flashback of that stuff. But it was cool, but not as cool as the episode itself. Let's see what else. Oliver kills that cop. The bad cop breaks his neck right in front of Thea. You know, like, what the hell was that about? But we know he just doesn't want his secret getting out. He's just not playing because of Laurel's. I don't want to talk about it, but that was like the episode was called, what, 1159? Still hurts my heart. But so he's not taking any crap. He breaks the dude's neck right in front of Thea. And Thea's like, yeah, I'm not. That's the reason why I'm not going to be part of the team, because you're just like killing people left and right. Like, I don't want to be a part of it. So she's kind of getting her life to normalcy, kind of. Oliver is not taking any crap. I think probably my favorite part of the entire episode, was when Arrow and this special teams Detective Lance gets with Arrow, and they go in and save the hostages. That was pretty badass. That whole fight scene, the explosions, I don't know what it is, but the stunt team and the special effects this season, I'm like, what's going on here? Especially when he jumps out the window and flips slow-mo, shoots the arrow into the helicopter, and then that's where he starts fighting Church and then gets thrown out of them, then parachute. I was like, what? This felt like a premiere episode. That was good. I was happy. I was happy with season five premiere episode. Probably the big moment, just as big as that action scene, but I wanted to like choke her out and punch her in her kneecap, Felicity. She gets to the freaking old apartment, and what happens? A guy comes out of there, and she's got a boyfriend. Whoa. I don't think Oliver knows about this, and this is going to cause drama, because he needs to be focused. And this is it? Is it not going to bother him? I mean, he's not going to show it, but still, when the hell did this happen? That's what I want to know. Like, and how come she hasn't told Oliver? Because she was all last season about lying and blah, 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 giving the third degree, fourth degree, fifth degree. And she hasn't told Ollie about this dude? Yeah, whatever. And then at the end of this episode, we get what I like to call the Black Arrow. He is this badass dude that he seems... it's obvious he probably either hurt this super cop, what I call the super cop because he's part of the team, or he killed him. I don't know. But Black Arrow is not taking anyone's crap. And it's obvious that he's going to be going after Arrow, and he's going to be a bad guy along with Church. So they're probably going to be working together. It's kind of reminds me of, what was it, Slade and Brother Blood? Is that what it was? That's kind of seeing. It's obvious that Church is going to be having to work for this Black Arrow guy. That's what I think. Looking at Anna B's notes here, and if you want to check out some of her stuff when she can, she's gotten extremely busy in Australia. Australia must be nice. You can check her out on thevro.com. Yes, there you go. Let's see here. I highlighted something that I didn't know this here. It starts 5 months later when Green Arrow's team has decided to go on their own way to so they can deal with their own issues from the repercussions of season four. I did not know that. 5 months. So, Anna B, I know you're listening, and everybody else out there, 5 months, and freaking Felicity's moved on? Like, what's up with that? That really bothers me. Black Arrow is called Prometheus. That is his name, Prometheus. Now, is he going to be... Now, when I hear Prometheus, I'm thinking alien. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the movie Prometheus? Like, he's supposed to be, like the perfect human specimen kind of thing. It seems like he can jump really... He's fast, and he's really good at what he's doing. So, is he going to be, like... I don't know what the deal is. I don't know the backstory. I don't even know if he's from the comics or anything like that. But I like Black Arrow better. But I'll take Prometheus. She put on here, great stunt work in this episode as James Bamford directed the first episode. Props to that dude. Like when Oliver jumps on board of the Church's helicopter, only to be pushed out. Oliver manages to shoot an arrow parachute and tumbles to the ground. That's what I talked about earlier. Anna B, you and I are thinking alike. Great minds think alike. And then she put here, and I highlighted this sucker here. Felicity has a new detective boyfriend. How will Oliver feel about this? I don't know. I don't think he's going to show it. It might take a little – he might take it out on some of the bad guys. But I don't know. That's – and that's the thing. The crazy thing is, Arrow fans, I don't know about you guys. And Anna B, I know you're listening. I'm wondering – that's what I'm concerned about. I'm not even concerned about Black Arrow or Church. I'm more concerned about how is he going to take it with this new boyfriend. What's this? Because it's what is this? What is this? When did this happen? All right, people, that's it. I think I'm done with this rant raven review of Arrow. Thanks for tuning in. It was a great, great premiere episode. Excited that it's back. I'm gonna be jumping into the second episode in just a few more Anna B notes, which is good. Don't forget, like I said, you can check me out and along with all my friends, Talking Arrow on iTunes. Or iWatchMike.com. Go there, those two spots, whichever one. That's pretty much it. If you're on Good Shows, if you're not on Good Shows, if you're listening to this and you're like, what the hell is Good Shows? If you guys remember TV Tag and Get Glue, remember those? You check in and all that stuff and all that good stuff. Well, yes, Good Shows is a free app, and we're all on it. Mike the Movie Guy, that's me on there. And I'll be talking Arrow, plus other stuff there. So if you're an Arrow fan or you love TV and movies, get on there and jump on there and do that thing, okay? Get on there right now. I'm telling you, it's cool. So that's it. I'll be back next week. Well, no, actually, I'll be back in just a few minutes to talk episode 2. And then, so this is going to be happening every week, a weekly recap show. And it'll be me with some notes, or it might be me with some guests. It's whoever might want to jump on. That's how I'm looking at it for this season of Arrow. All right, people, that's it. I'll talk to y'all very, very soon. Have a good one. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the shares and likes and retweets and all that good stuff. Thumbs up on the premiere episode.